I'm fine, man. I just want to repeat on that.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
Miles Detroit title.
But, get up. Everybody's gonna lose our feet. Get down. A lot of stuff going on, Bob.
A lot of stuff is going on. Well, you mentioned ahead of this that you had some announcements, so I guess I'll just let you go ahead with your announcements.
Trek Fest is trying to become a reality this year, so whatever you can do to help out, please, Trek Fest.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I've been trying to push that a little bit, too. So,
spread the word, man. The word isn't legs, either, so just spread the word.
The word isn't legs.
Let's help out Trek Fest, because we need that to happen, because if Trek Fest doesn't happen, con wins.
Yeah, so, you don't get out of the house.
Trek Fest happens the end of June every year, and they have like a Star Trek convention up in Riverside, Iowa. That's the birthplace of Captain Kirk. So please, if you can help out or spread the word, do it.
At trekfest.com.
Trekfest.com. So God bless. God bless, man.
Peace and love. What other one?
Episode going off. I just listened to it. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It features me, of course, so it's good. That's good. So Guncast UK, it's good. Listen to that. Last but not least, I would like to mention that our Facebook friend, Muse Aubrey Nelson, has won fourth place at the Midwest Illinois bodybuilding competition. So.
Yeah, Mid-Illinois, I think is what it's called.
I think it's... Anyway, the point is, she got fourth place. So, congratulations. I'm starting a campaign right now to get her on the show.
Polish power. You know, the Polish power thing just reminds me of Scrappy Doo a little too much, but that's just me.
Polish power!
Da-da-da-da-da! Polish power! What's that? Oh, she's part Polish?
A lot of the listeners are part Polish.
Are you drunk tonight? Because you like slurring.
this broadcast is sponsored by Merck. The good people at Merck, just so you know. And
what did you take for your backache tonight?
Some Tylenol 3 and some muscle relaxers or something.
They're kicking in. Yeah. You sounded like. Kirk Douglas, for Christ's sake.
I can't hear what you say.
You sound like Kirk Douglas. Hey, Kirk Douglas. I like to do the nominees.
Not so bad for an old man, eh? Bob, bring me my fish bottle. Bring me fish bottle, Bobby.
That's what you sound like. You sound like Kirk Douglas.
So, really?
Oh, my God.
And the Oscar goes to Kirk Douglas.
Goes to me. I can't. I won't.
Sorry, I just dropped some meds here before the show. So. I thought it would help the show, and I think it's actually hampered the show.
I don't know if it's hampered it at all. Like you're slurring a little bit there. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to go drive a car after this.
So Aubrey got fourth place. It's very nice.
Fourth place. Did you see the pictures?
I did. My God, that woman is ripped.
Oh, my God. I was like, man, how in the hell?
She's like zero body fat or anything. Jeez.
I know. I mean, tight. The word tight comes to mind. Man, did you see that?
If you don't feel fat enough on your own, Miles, look at that picture.
Man, those washboard abs, man, I'll tell you what, sweet. Wow.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not sure how she didn't get first place, but man, geez.
That's true.
In our book, I think she's first place, though. I'm just saying.
There you go. There you go.
So, congratulations, Aubrey Nelson, on your team. I know you had a lot of people on your team, I think. So, congratulations.
Yeah. There you go. What else is happening in your Facebook world these days?
I think that's pretty much all I can really tell you.
I thought I'd take advantage of the meds.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
Goodness.
If you want to follow a really hot-looking chick, go to Kelly Windsor. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Go follow that for a while.
Oh, my goodness. I saw that you're evidently friends with Mick's wife now, evidently.
Yes, Mick 12, yes. I'm in friends with Debbie 12 now, yes.
Yeah. I don't know what's up with that. After he talked to us, I can't imagine that he would let his wife anywhere near.
Why is everyone so threatened? You know, I don't know. I make friends with Mick, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, man, oh, yeah. Man. Like, what?
I'm not threatened. I just, you know.
I like Jeff Ray. He's all like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Jeff Ray looks a little like John Popper in his picture. I don't know if that's John Popper.
Well, it's a pound of me and not dreaming.
And not the skinny John Popper either, so.
Suck it in if you're in the piano and Berlin.
Yeah. But anyway.
John Popper, you're right, yeah.
But anyhow, no, I was just thinking about, you know. You're just a bit of a scouser in the lingo.
Oh,
there.
I see. Yeah. Well, so, I got peeps.
I'm just saying. Well, maybe it's her love of celebrity juice.
That's right.
Your mutual admiration for celebrity juice.
I'm conquering the world one continent at a time. So.
Oh, what's next? Which is the next continent?
Well, North America, of course, we've destroyed, and England now, we've done that one. Europe, we're taking on. And,
oh, okay. Just checking.
You know, Asia, I think that's nice.
Asia, okay. No problem.
Maybe, no,
I'm not so sure. Goodness gracious, all right. Jeez, you're getting old.
Anyway, hey, all right, so today's story.
Yeah, that's a nice clean segue. What's going on?
Today's story. Hey, I'm Bobblebed. Here's the segue. I don't know.
Miles, I heard something happen to you. Could you tell the listening audience what happened?
The rest of the story.
Yeah, with a name Smuckers, it has to be good.
I use my wife's work computer exclusively now.
Why is that?
Because my desktop took a shit a while back, and
yeah, like about a year ago, it seems like. Yeah.
So it's either that or nothing. So
I've chose someone else's stuff,
and So my wife is at work the other day, and there's this meeting that's supposed to be going on, and it hasn't started yet, you know, but she's there early with a few people, right?
Yeah, that's good. Good employee.
Yeah, just waiting. They're kind of chit-chatting. All of a sudden, they hear this.
Yeah, a little ringing, huh?
Well, my co-worker's like,
is that you?
Do you have Skype?
Uh-huh.
My wife's like, well, yeah, I guess. I don't want to use it. My husband does.
Uh-huh.
So she opens up the computer and also like, oh, you might. It's me, Mick 12. How are you doing?
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you mate.
Mick's from the UK. We interviewed him here like a week or two ago. Real nice guy. But he apparently thought I was online.
Of course you did, yeah.
And so he calls, and, you know, it's like, great. Like, just minutes before this meeting's supposed to start. So my wife's like, She's trying to, you know, make up some story to her coworkers. Like, this guy is my husband's uncle or something. I don't know. He's
so did she talk to him, or did she just hang up on him and she killed the program?
No, she did talk to him. Yeah, okay. Hey, mate. Oh, yeah, dude. Hey,
you scouser. You got a nice boat race.
Boat race and all that. No, because he had posted something about eating snails and
I said, oh, I know. Yeah, Winkle, the Winkle man.
So he thought he would explain himself. So that was the whole premise of the call, is he was going to explain the yummy delicacy of snails.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, since your meeting hasn't started yet, I could tell you about the Winkle Man.
Hey, let me tell you all about it, mate. Oh, you got a couple buds there with you?
That's right.
And they like photography. Wink, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge, say no more. So. No, but they're having a good time, and like all of a sudden, like people start funneling into his meeting.
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, shit, okay, we got to turn this off. Especially if there's like one bitchy lady like in charge and she shows up and she's giving them like dirty looks like, what the fuck is that?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, it's for work. It's my husband's boss. He's calling from England.
It's a foreign exchange student just checking in.
It's Q calling. And he...
That's right.
Hello, Shepard.
Wow, money for me. Yeah,
It's Dick Van Dyke calling, doing his whole Mary Poppins thing.
Jim Jimmery. Yeah.
I don't know what cover story she used, but I get home like a few hours later. She's
on customer service.
Yeah, I sit down. She's like, you know, your friend called. Like, what?
Your
friend called me. Like, I don't have any friends. Like, your friend called me on Skype. I'm like, Bob? Why would Bob call you at work? No, not him. I'm like, oh, fuck, not close. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, a good laugh was had by all.
Oh, good. You know, the funny thing is, I don't know if it was you or if it was your wife or which piece of equipment, but somebody butt-dialed me at breakfast the other morning from your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, on Skype. I had a message on my Skype that recorded of, like, dishes clanking and so forth at 9 o'clock in the morning from your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh, I wonder what that's about.
Well, I don't know. I was just asking you.
I don't know.
You got all that high-tech equipment around there. Somebody called me on Skype and left me a message, so.
It must have been me, apparently. I don't know.
Were you looking at something in the morning while you're eating your Cheerios or what?
I occasionally do. Yeah, I've had some trouble this week, but.
I don't know who it was. It must have been you. But anyway, it was from you to me, and it. I don't have my Skype on all day, so it recorded, and I'm like, what the hell? What is Miles calling me? And it's like you eating or something. It's like clink, clink, clank, clank. People walking around. It's like, what the hell?
Oh, I don't know. Could be.
So I think you know, you guys are giving as well as getting these days.
Yeah, well, hopefully he doesn't call you right in the middle of a meeting. Oh, yeah, mate. Oh, yeah, boy.
He's
the old man of the zip, did you?
He's willing. If I have Skype on, it's perfectly okay to call me.
Yeah. I was talking to last night, matter of fact. He's like, well, you know what we call people from Wales?
Wales?
I'm like, oh,
Welsh?
What do you call them? You call them sheep shaggers.
Sheep shaggers.
I'm like, what? Sheep shagging. I had to repeat like 10 times. Like, oh, it's a shagging like Austin Powers. Like, yeah, mate, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, sheep shag. Like, they're fucking sheep. Oh, okay,
they're fucking
yeah.
sheep,
oh.
yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm a little slow on the uptake. I'm like, oh, okay, okay.
Well, you know, that could be a good slogan for your T-shirt at Zazzle.com.
Oh, segue. Bring it on.
I'm not from Wales. I ain't no sheep shagger. What do you think?
I ain't no sheep shagger.
You can put that and just about any other sheep fucking terminology you want to on a shirt.
You can?
You can, and we're going to make it cheap for you. Because, you know, you don't want to spend a lot of money on that.
Off,
that's so. Right. It's rich and cheap. Now, I actually need to use the discount code STATICRADIO5 to save 10% on orders of $50 or more. So you can put it on a T-shirt, a coffee mug, a tote bag, anything you want. Well, yeah. I don't think that the Zazzle people will put that on your penis, but they'll probably make something you could put it on your penis.
Might burn with the machine, sir. I don't know.
That's right. I don't know exactly where they're located, but I don't know if it's convenient to where you're at. It's probably not in the tri-state area, so.
Yeah, but we need a shirt. Let's make a shirt. Like,
all kinds of neat stuff. Zazzle.com. Use the discount code STATICRADIO5. Save 10% off orders of $50 or more. Remember... Static Radio 5 for all your sheep shagging shirt needs.
Sheep shagging shirt.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
Shagger. Yeah, I should have a shirt made for Mick that says sheep shagger on it.
You think so?
I think he'll wear it.
You, well, he probably would. I don't think I'd put it past him.
Hey, Mike, look at it.
Look, I'm wearing the shirt. This is a Static Radio sheep shagging shirt.
That's right.
There we go. We have like alliteration there. That's right. Sheep shaggers. It's a triple S. Static Radio sheep shagger shirt.
Yep.
So that's very nice. Mick could call your wife and check in on her at work, make sure she's doing well. You know, it's all.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, it was funny.
Hey, you friended his wife, so, you know.
She approached me.
You know, you friended his wife, so that's open season.
She approached me first.
So. Okay. You sound like Bill Clinton all of a sudden.
I want to tell you something.
I'm not having sex with that woman that approached me first.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to think if I got a story this week. I don't know, man.
Oh, wait, you wanted me to go first. You're always hurrying to have me go first. I thought, okay, now he's got some killer story. And then
No, not at all. I can't think of anything. This week has been terrible. It's been a horrible week. What?
Oh, I was going to say, if you don't have anything, I'd talk about the anti-gravity picnic table.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that. I don't have anything this week, so it's been a terrible week.
I met up with my sister. We went to Macomb this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you went to that fossil thing. I really dug the picture you put out there. So.
Yeah, we went to the world's largest fossil show, and my sister came down from Chicago, and she brought, you know, some of her grandkids. And,
look, kids, don't touch those big bones.
And afterwards, we're like, well, let's go to a park and have the kids play and stuff.
That's right.
They're just like little guys, you know.
Oh, okay. They're just little guys. Okay.
It's like, well, let's just get some dollar menu shit because everyone's probably hungry. You know?
Yeah. Oh, McDonald's.
And, yeah, it's just a little park there. And they sit at this picnic table. So there's like four adults at this picnic table, right?
Any of them sheep shaggers? Any sheep shaggers? Yeah.
There's no sheep shagging going on at the park that I saw, but...
Okay, well, I know you're up there, you know, Macomb is notorious.
You know, I didn't see any sheep that day, actually.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see any livestock whatsoever, but... Right. So there's, like, four adults, you know, at this table. There's two on either side, so I sit on a side, like, on the very, very edge.
Yeah.
Like the edge that hangs over the leg part, you know.
Gotcha.
jokingly, I'm like, man, I hope this thing doesn't have weight restrictions or something. You know, we're gonna be, you know, screwed.
Yeah, you would be screwed, that's for sure.
And so we're eating and stuff like that, and which is fine. The kids are playing. And behind us, there's like a family that's trying to have like some birthday party, and they're trying to get stuff set up. It's really windy, and my niece, who was there, she's, you know, I don't know, like 30 years old. She's like, I'm gonna jump up and help. I'm gonna help those people.
There you go. Oh, she's nice.
Because all their like decorations are getting blown away, and they're trying to staple them. And so like, she's like, yeah, maybe I'll help too.
Oh Christ! Now everybody's helping.
So yeah, so they jump up from the like the opposite side of the table where I'm at, and the second they do that, the whole table like rose up, like completely. It's heading towards me now. Like, I'm gravity. Like, I'm the sun. Like, oh, shit! Like, there's fries all over the place. You know, everything's like, oh, my God! Because, like, my wife and I are still on. They're like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! My son, I think, was on it, too. And they just got ready to flip over. Why it didn't flip over, I don't know. Because they just, like, boom, you know? Like a booby trap. This thing is like flying right at us, like some anti-gravity.
Oh my gosh.
Like I'm the black hole or something. I'm sucking everything in. And they're like, oh my god. And I turned to like catch myself. Oh shit, like I hurt myself. I injured like my right.
There's no way I'm letting that dollar double cheeseburger fall off this table.
Save the fries. And I like hurt myself because I was trying to catch myself because I was falling off the table. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, nice.
Around the corner, you know, I was like, oh no. Food flying everywhere, people running around. By some miracle, you know, they stopped it from tipping over, but I'm like, man, that was like some experiment gone wrong or something. Like, man, jeez.
Lucky my chin flopped over to the other side.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, shit, what if this thing would have flipped over, man? It would have been screwed, man. This damn table, you know? Like, it crushed by some 200-pound table. You're like, oh, shit.
I think the crushing was being done by you to the table. I don't think the table was crushing.
You right?
The table was going, God, get this 300-pound guy off of me.
So now I had to think, okay, dude, I use, like, the 5-second rule with these fries are done. So I'm like, they're all in the dirt. You know, I'm like, I'm so hungry, nice. You know, but, God, I'd like to have those.
Oh, yeah. These fries got ants on them. Those are a delicacy in other countries.
You know, shit, people eat snails in England. Shit, maybe I could eat an ant, you know. But I love them. I love them.
Left them on the ground. Fuck it. The only dollar.
I thought better of it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So the fossil show was good, yeah.
That's it. Looked good. They had one of them elongated skulls. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, it was. My wife got pissed off. That was funny.
Why?
It's mostly like older, looks like retirement age people at these booths that run these booths. You know?
Right, yeah.
It's like this whole basketball court has been turned into like a big shopping thing full of like tables, basically.
Right.
Most of it's like retired looking people. And
yeah.
There's every once in a while there's like some young people. Like. So my wife decides to engage, if you will, in conversation, like some college students, which I knew was a mistake, you know.
What high school are you going to?
No, they were not high school. They were college. We're from Indiana.
Okay.
And I don't know. I kind of came into the conversation late, but she was talking about geodes or something, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, Miles, tell me all your geodes. And I was like, I don't know what to tell. I went geode hunting down in Keokuk, Iowa, and that was it. And
yeah.
So now my wife, you know, starts to tell him like her whole life story. You're like, oh fuck, they're not gonna want to hear this.
Right.
So like, I just took off. I'm like, they're not gonna want to hear this.
I just took off. I just left.
So yeah. So sure enough, like my wife. So man, I was born in 1979. No, she was trying to tell him a story about geodes or something. So she gets done, And this girl, there was like three of them. This girl's like, well, hey, thanks for sharing that. And that was it. You know, they're like, God, like, thanks for sharing.
Hey, I think I need to get some dollar menu
items. Yeah, so now my wife wants to kick all their ass. They're kicking those fucking bitches. I hate them fucking bitches.
Why? Because they gave her the brush off?
Yeah. You know, I'm like, well, don't tell them, you know, like a 15-minute story about geos. You know.
Yeah, I don't think they're... Just say hey and move on.
Oh, wait. Oh, she's yelling at me. Oh, shit. Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, you're in more trouble now.
I had to embellish the story a little, make it funnier, but, no, you know, they're college students, what do you expect? You know, they want to get high, you know, they don't want to get with old people, you know.
Is there any way those geodes can get me high? Because that's really
all I'm scared about. Hey, man, you got any weed? They drove, like, 4 hours one way to get here, and they're probably going to make, like, $20, you know, the whole weekend, you know, selling fossils, you know.
I'm only doing this because my grandpa's making me.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're getting grades for this. So we're doing this.
That's right. I'm getting extra credit.
Stories.
What was it? Study. What did I get all those credits for? Self-instruction study, or what was it called?
Yeah. Then, like, we had some weird girl, like, walk up to us. Like, you know, because, like, the little kids are looking for dino poop, you know.
Hi.
Yeah, like it was kind of like, you know, a girl, you know, looks like she walked out of the movie Nell or something, walks up.
No. Exactly. You bet you.
You're like, yeah, our college class, our teacher made us lick dino poop. You know, I said, thanks for sharing. Thanks.
He said, thanks. Hey, we're going to go get some dollar.
Yeah, no, I tried to engage her, but then I just, like, the more I try to engage in the more she talks, so I'm like, okay,
I've had enough of this.
I need an extra strategy, quick. Hey kids, I gotta go take a piss. Anyone gonna take a piss?
Oh my gosh. Hey, you keep coming on and offline, by the way. So, it says Miles Title's online now.
I shouldn't be
on Skype. Yeah, you might want to check into that.
I don't know. Maybe my wife's talking to Mick again.
It could be.
Oh, you might. Oh, you doing? Might. Hey, Chip Chip Cheerio.
Chip Chip Cheerio.
Let's eat some pig's intestines. Yummy, yummy. In my tummy.
He's going to listen to this and be all pissed off at you.
Hey, Mike. No, come on. No, we're good friends. No,
oh, okay. You guys are all cool, huh? Okay.
Yeah, no, we're all right. We're good.
If anybody else wanted to be your friend, Miles, how would they do that?
They could advertise in your local paper and like pina coladas. And,
yeah, what else?
You could go to Twitter and put in Miles' title there and find me there. Static Radio on my, you know, on Twitter there. And,
okay. I didn't
you could
that.
Go on Facebook and find Miles' title or Static Radio or Bob Lament or...
I guess you could.
Any, or Mick 12. You could friend Mick 12. He needs a friend. My God. Mick 12. T-W-E-L-L. Talk to him, man.
Or you can give us a call if you wanted to, 314-827-6399, or go to the website, staticradio.com, click on the Call Me button, and the Google will happily connect you for free.
Yeah.
So, thank you, the Google.
Google it.
All right. Well, yeah. Miles, I hope that your week gets better.
Yeah, it will. It will, yeah. I'm trying to scam some free football tickets, so hopefully...
That'll work out for you, yeah.
God willing, but...